ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من العشر الأواخر من رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. The verses that were recited and the verses which are famous, the verses of Surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the night of Laylatul Qadr, which is the night of power. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we have revealed it, that is the Quran Kareem, on the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, Wama adaraka ma laylatul qadr. And what will inform you regarding what is Laylatul Qadr? What is this night of power? In other words, what is the virtue of this night? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself explains the importance or the virtue of this night. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. This night, the night of Qadr, the night of power, is more virtuous, is better than 1,000 months. The Mufassirin explain, there are two narrations as far as the reason behind the revelation of the surah. The first narration, which has been narrated by Ibn Jarir Tabari, is that on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum about a person of the Banu Israel who used to exert himself greatly in ibadat during the night for 1,000 months consecutively. Not a single night had missed and passed him standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and engaging in ibadat. And this very same servant, when the day would come for that 1,000 consecutive months, he would engage in jihad. So his night was ibadat before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his day was striving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the battlefield. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were astonished that such a long period of time and such a long duration he was given the tawfiq and the ability to carry out this righteous deed. And as we know, the life of this ummah is a very short time in comparison to the lifespan that was granted to the previous ummahs. The other narration, something very similar, that has been narrated by Ibn Abi Hatim, that once Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was narrating to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum of a person from the Banu Israel. And this person, for 1,000 months consecutively, he engaged in jihad. He never put down his weapons. Continuously he was engaged. So nevertheless, the both incidents, both narrations, indicate the very same thing, that they consecutively, for this entire duration, they were engaged in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engaged in striving for deen. So to match this required a lot of dedication to deen, required great amount of sacrifice and dedication. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this granted this speciality, the speciality of this night of Qadr to this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah bestowed upon this ummah this night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. And this night was not given to any nation before this. And the ibadat on this night that is carried out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the reward not only equivalent to 1,000 months, but even more greater than the reward that is received for 1,000 months of worship, just for spending this one night in ibadat. Imagine how great this is. The ulama explained more than 80 years equivalent. And generally, many a time, or most of the time, a person will not even live to that age. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is granting him this one night, this one special night, for which he will be granted the reward even greater than that duration. So when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard this, they were obviously desirous to know that what is this specific night? And what is this night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the reward of 1,000 nights? As the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their general concern and worry was to increase the amal and the rewards of akhirat. That was their primary goal and concern. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was initially informed regarding the specific day and date of this night. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentions there are various reasons given regarding why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forgotten. But whatever it may be, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made to forget the specific date of this specific night. That which night is this night? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in various ahadith, as the hadith that was recited in the khutbah, has given us an indication to which night to search for this night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the riwayat of Bukhari mentions that search for the night of Qadr in the odd nights from the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So we are presently in the last few nights. It could be any night. It could have been the nights, the odd nights that had passed. It could be tonight, and it could even be the 29th night, which is still to come. So this is the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that search for it in any of these nights. The ulama explain that there are multiple benefits of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgetting what was the specific night. One great benefit is that when a person does not know which specific night it is, then he will exert himself throughout those nights in pursuit and in search of those nights. Otherwise, the general condition, our condition, is that generally we tend to be lax. And if we had to know that there was one specific night, and this specific night holds this reward of 1,000 months, then we would await for that night only. And we would abandon making ibadat in the other nights. We would become complacent. So this is the greatest benefit, that through this we continue exerting ourselves throughout the odd nights. And the second very great benefit that is achieved is that by a person engaging in excessive ibadat throughout the odd nights, then it is a means of increasing his a'mal, and which leads to his rewards being increased in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we know, the general virtue for a'mal in the month of Ramadan, that every farz is equivalent to 70 fara'id, and every nafil deed is equivalent to that of a farz. So that will be a means of us increasing our rewards in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very, very beautiful example that has been given is that if a person had to be presented 10 keys to some very vast treasure, and he had to be told that one of these keys is the correct key for these vast treasures. So would any sane person just say that I will just choose one key, and if I find it, then well and good. If not, then that is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, no one would have this mindset. Everyone would try, and he will select every key, because he knows that this is now going to secure his worldly life. His treasures of this world will be secured. He won't have to work for the rest of his life. So much treasures and wealth. So this should be our mindset for the a'mal of deen. That like how we are desirous to increase our worldly wealth, we should have a greater desire to increase our a'mal, especially in these last few moments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. We should value these moments. And when a person will get this night, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. On this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the angels descend from the heavens. And in specific, Jibreel alayhi salam descends from the heavens. And according to one narration, they make dua of mercy, dua of maghfirat and mercy for those who they find engaged in ibadat on this night. And according to another narration, they even make musafaha and they shake hands with those who are engaged in ibadat. So whether it be in salah, whether it be in the recitation of the Quran Kareem, whether it be in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whether it be that we are engaged in dua, so we should try whatever is within our ability, our capability. We should dedicate some portion of the night. If we cannot manage the entire night, then some portion of the night, engaging some salah, some istighfar, some salawat, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some recitation of the Quran, and we try to wake up early for tahajjud, and recite some salah, and engage in dua. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. That person who engages in ibadat, who stands in ibadat on this night of power, on this night of Laylatul Qadr, then all his past and present sins are forgiven for him. Such a great virtue, over and above him receiving the reward of more than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him forgiveness for all his sins. So have we come to these last few moments of the month of Ramadan, and it is important for us to secure our forgiveness, not to forget the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we normally and commonly hear in the month of Ramadan, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ascending the minbar and he recited Ameen thrice. And one of the du'as for which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Ameen to, the du'a of Jibreel alayhi salam, that ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar la, that woe be to that person, destruction be to that person who finds the month of Ramadan, yet he does not secure his forgiveness. Destruction be for that person. Jibreel alayhi salam is drawing the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such a person. And the most merciful of Allah's creation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying Ameen to that dua. So we have these last few moments, these precious moments, to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This should be our special priority, that we should seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if I have to find this night, what should I do? What should I recite? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her, recite this dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. That, O Allah, you love to forgive. Indeed, you love to forgive. So forgive. So forgive me. So this is a dua we should recite. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And we should try to ask the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last few moments. And whatever time we have left, we should take advantage of this time and engage in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to take benefit from these last few precious moments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His special mercies and grant us the ability to gain that reward that Allah has promised for the night of Qadr, the night of power. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us forgiveness from all our sins and grant us salvation from the fire of Jahannam and entry into Jannah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.